This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
For more on the markets, we have Han Tan on the line. He's market analyst with FXTM. Good morning, Han. So the euro has dropped about 2.5% against the greenback since the start of February. And this is on weak German manufacturing and GDP data. How do you see this going for the euro?
Yeah, from the fundamentals perspective, look, it's going to offer very little resistance against G10 and Asian currencies. Look at the onset of the year, you know, with the U.S.-China trade deal in mind. The global economic outlook was supposed to turn brighter, and the euro was supposed to ride on those coattails. We saw some nascent signs in Q4 about the potential recovery in the manufacturing sector, for example. But obviously, the coronavirus outbreak that has clouded those hopes. Now, from the technicals perspective, though, it may bring about some scant consolation. The euro now looking slightly oversold, so we could see a bit of a recovery back above 108 against the dollar over the near term. But the fundamentals do not give us much reason to be optimistic about the euro at this point in time.
And if you look at the Australia, their interest rates are at all-time low at 0.75%. But the RBA minutes also indicate that they are prepared to for more easing if necessary. Do you think that's the case for them?
Well, I mean, given the Australian economy's exposure to China, you know, I think the economic fallout from this outbreak, that is a key risk to watch, and that could be the trigger for the RBA to lower rates by another 25 basis points. Now, to be fair, it's not just Australia. Of course, we've seen policymakers across Asia, you know, in China certainly, and even the Fed, you know, citing this as a factor to closely watch. If we look at the futures market, the cash rate futures, now pricing in at least one rate cut before 2020 is over. And as long as the jobs market and wage growth remain soft over there, that should keep the bar relatively low for the next rate cut for the RBA.
And Han, the Chinese equities have also bounced up slightly by about 0.2%. Should we hold our breath that the worst is over for the Shanghai Composite Index?
Well, you know, I guess it depends on your risk appetite, eh, as Julian, I think you used to say. You know, but I guess another way to look at it would be to consider the lack of palatable options on the table right now in terms of, you know, investments. Because, I mean, sure, there has been demand for safe havens, but they are not exactly rivaling the kind of gains seen in equities. You've got, what, $12 to $13 trillion in negative yielding debt. So a lot of the optimism in stock markets is predicated on policymakers around the world having enough ammo to just step in and offset the economic fallout from COVID-19. But, you know, we will see if that narrative holds, really.
And looking at Brent crude, right, it did recover from the lows we saw a few weeks ago. But even banks like Goldman Sachs cut their 2020 crude demand forecast and also lowered first quarter price expectations. What is your view on oil, though?
Yeah, look, over these next couple of weeks, I think it'll be supported around these mid to high 50s range. I think going above 60 might be a bit of a stretch right now. And this is Brent futures I'm referring to, sorry. Now, I mean, unless if we hear that OPEC Plus officially decides to trigger those deeper supply cuts as recommended, and that decision is due by March 6, and, you know, so markets are starting to price in expectations for another 600,000 barrels per day to be removed from OPEC Plus supply. But even if that happens, though, I don't think Brent will be soaring past $60 a barrel, you know, because there's still a lot of question marks over the demand side, especially what's happening out of China.
And Han, coming back home, the ringgit had a good start to the year. It hit a high of 406 to the US dollar, but has since slid back to 416. You foresee anything to turn the tide?
A lot is really dependent on what's going on with the coronavirus outbreak, really. Well, you know, if we look at, say, on the 27th, you know, we've got the fiscal support measures that the Prime Minister is due to announce, and hopefully that could offer some support surrounding the ringgit. I'd written in my media notes that I expected resistance to come at 4.15, but, you know, so quickly, you know, within the first half of this week, it's already broken that resistance level against the dollar. But really, if you take a longer time frame, though, I mean, many Asian currencies, not just the ringgit, I think we'll be called upon to have this softer bias. And that's in order to offset the, you know, economic fallout from the coronavirus, right? So that softer currency could help boost tourist returns once this is all over, help make our exports more competitive. You know, so the idea is to hopefully offset the economic pressures felt in this first quarter, and who knows, maybe even after that as well.
Thank you very much, Han, and keep those media notes coming. That was Han Tan, market analyst with FXTM, and shouting a lot hinges on the COVID-19.
Too much, actually. I think at the moment, everybody's watching to see or wondering when will this virus actually peak, right? That's going to be the big question mark, because if it continues beyond first quarter, then I think we're really going to see a lot of cuts in terms of global GDP growth.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.